Hello, all you amazing moms. It's me, Michelle. And I know if you're dealing with divorce, it can be daunting. Trust me. But with HelloDivorce.com, you're not alone. They offer a refreshingly simple, affordable, and stress-free divorce alternative without skimping on the expert support you know you need for this crucial transition. Listen, whether it's straightforward separation or you're tackling complex legal and financial negotiations, Hello Divorce is going to ensure that you navigate from uncertainty to confident clarity. Their best-in-class, five-star customer service team is your guide to setting up for success in this next chapter. Plus, come on, they're one of America's most innovative companies. Mention my name, Michelle, and they're going to treat you extra special. Don't wait, though. You got to start shaping your brighter future today. Visit hellodivorce.com/moms because moving on means moving up. We're in this together, babes. And with Hello Divorce, you've got the support to thrive. Hi, moms. If you're looking to sell your engagement jewelry, Worthy is the perfect option. With over 45,000 satisfied customers, Worthy is the most trusted name in the business. Would I bring you anything less? Worthy offers competitive auctions and gets you the best deal possible on your jewelry. Plus, I've connected with Worthy on a special bonus offer for the Moms Moving On community, a $100 Amazon gift card when your jewelry sells for over $1,500. Ready to move on from that engagement ring? Get started today at worthy.com/moms. That's worthy.com/moms for the special bonus offer.
This week on Moms Moving On.
If the goal is to set your child up for their best next chapter, to manage their emotions in the moment, the short-term money issues, and set them up for a path of resiliency and peace of mind, then Hello Divorce is an incredible option because you have the support that you need. 88% of our customers finish their divorce and come back to us for additional support along the way.
Life moves on, so why shouldn't we? This is Michelle Dempsey-Moltak, your host of Moms Moving On, navigating divorce, co-parenting, single motherhood, and moving on. Okay. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Moms Moving On. I'm so happy you're here. I have my friend Erin Levine with me, who's not your typical attorney. With over a decade of experience in litigating complex family matters, she saw the need for a kinder, easier, and more affordable pathway out of marriage and into the next chapter of life. To achieve this, Erin set out to revolutionize the broken divorce legal system and founded Hello Divorce. I know you've heard of them, a venture capital-backed, tech-enabled platform that helps separating spouses reorganize their lives and finances with less stress and mess. And you know who this benefits? The kids. Erin's innovative approach to the divorce process has earned her media mentions from the legal industry and beyond, with features in Vice, Forbes, Above the Law, Fast Company, and TechCrunch. Ultimately, my girl Erin here is on a mission to help everyone empower a better life ahead and has helped thousands of Americans reorganize their lives and families through a framework that levels the playing field between spouses so they can sort things out fairly, avoid missteps, and reimagine their next best chapter. Erin, you've done such amazing work. And like, just to see where it's all started and how far it's come has been just so fun. It's like forever cheering you on from the sidelines. I'm so happy to have you back on the podcast.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm just excited I get to spend a few minutes chatting with you. It's been a while.
It has been a really long time.
Yeah. I always love our conversations.
Okay. So, I mean, if you're a listener of this podcast, you know Hello Divorce because you hear the ad just before our latest episode will start. And if you have not used it, you've likely seen the Instagram and you're like, oh, okay, good stuff, good stuff. But I really want people to understand the value of getting divorced the Hello Divorce way and learn more about the platform and all the things it provides.
Great.
So where do we start?
Go.
I don't know. Let's start with, okay, I know the story, but how you got this started and where it started and where it's come to now.
Sure. Yeah. So for people who don't know me, I obviously, by the intro, I'm a lawyer by trade. I practiced law for about 15 years before I founded Hello Divorce. And where it came from was that I saw this disconnect between what people wanted and what the system was providing. And it was kind of a disaster. You've spoken about it a lot. Virtually every big industry has been disrupted. But we're looking at a $50 billion a year family law one that was just kind of chugging along. It was growing, actually. We saw legal fees raising nearly 8% every year. And I really didn't want to be a part of the problem anymore. So I had that sort of weighing on my conscience. There was a couple other things that were also weighing on my conscience. One was that 80% of people were navigating divorce without legal help. And as your listeners know, divorce is a lot. There are legal implications, financial implications, emotional implications. Most importantly, that goes with your family. I didn't want people to be doing this on their own. So call me crazy, but I don't think that most people start their divorce and say, gosh, I am hoping that this is a really long, messy, ugly, super expensive divorce.
I want to lose all my money and definitely mess up my kids in the process, for sure.
Yeah. And I want it to go on as long as possible. And I want it to be as uncertain as possible. Surprise me with the results.
Right. Because I want to spend more time trying to get out of this marriage than I even spent in the marriage. And like, I don't need to start a whole new life.
Right. So I think the word had gotten out. So when I founded Hello Divorce, when I started to experiment with it back in 2018, the word had gotten out. You know, we had Gwyneth Paltrow's Conscious Uncoupling. We had some people rolling their eyes around an amicable divorce. But most of us, even those who knew that there would be conflict in their divorce, also knew that they wanted a different option. And I knew, having practiced law for so long, that it was going to be very difficult to convince lawyers overnight to change the way that they practiced, ask them to leave the billable hour, this golden goose of a revenue stream that had worked for them for hundreds of years. And I also was thinking about the fact that we had to assume that most people are going to have conflict in their divorce, and the system is going to remain complicated for a very long time, and that financial inequality between men and women would continue to be an issue for at least the foreseeable future. So taking all this into account, we had to create a solution that would help people, when at all possible, kind of opt out of the system and divorce on their own terms. And that is when Hello Divorce was born. And it is very different than what it first started like. It is now a platform, a divorce management platform, with the core product being a legal experience, one that helps you with all the legal stuff, everything from your forms and filing to accessing a lawyer or a financial advisor to the extent that you need some help along the way. But we also help with the entire life transition. So we have many more other products and services to sort of help with the entire experience, because as we know, divorce is a lot more than law. So it's been a really, really fun journey, and I'm excited to dig into it with you.
Yeah. And I think that's why I've been so attracted to it all this time, is because, like, you hire a lawyer, a lawyer goes to law school, you went to law school, you learn the law, and that is the function. Like, you provide like the thing that the person can't do, which is like file the things they don't know how to file and essentially follow the law of the state that they live in so they can get divorced. But what about, and I talk about it in my book, dismantling, what about dismantling everything else? What about the future of the finances and the future of the children, and dismantling this relationship and forming a whole new one now that you have to be parents while no longer married. And so for me, the fact that it's not just like, okay, let's just get the paperwork filed and you can move on with your life. But there are ways to support people into the transition period and get them set up as they move on. I think that's really what has always been so attractive to me, because divorce isn't just the filing of some paperwork. It is so much more than that.
Yeah. And that is what concerned me the most about taking the more traditional legal route, is that when we divorce, we have so much on our minds. We start with so much fear and overwhelm and shame, and we are working through so much emotionally as we start the legal process. And so if we jump right in and are expected to make big financial and legal decisions before we've worked out some of the core self-growth stuff, for lack of a better word,
therein lies the problem.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So this is where
lawyers capitalize, though, you know, like, okay, mm-hmm. we've got an angry one on the hook. Let's do it, you know, and no disrespect. I mean, it's a business, it's a profession. I get it. But the more amped up somebody's going to be, the more likely they are going to want to fight. And it's hard to talk somebody out of that.
Well, at worst, you have a system where lawyers are completely disincentivized from settling. You know that. You've talked about it on your show. The longer and more contentious the divorce goes, the more lawyers get paid. But even well-intentioned lawyers often have an issue, right? They have a system that says if you have a problem, you resolve it by fighting it out in court. And fighting mm-hmm. it out in court, as you know, is very expensive. It's very uncertain. It lacks the ability to come up with creative options that could benefit your family. And it ramps up the animosity so that it's very challenging to start building a co-parenting relationship moving forward.
Yep. And I think people have relied, you know, unknowing. The thing is that the majority of us are not educated on the process, right? And so, you know, that's what the court's there for. And people end up going to court over the silliest things for years and years and years after the divorce is final, because they just don't know a better way. So, all right. So initially, Hello Divorce, you know, was the platform that you just like made an account with, and it did the work for you, got you divorced. What has it grown into now? Like what else goes on in this process?
So initially, Hello Divorce was simply for people that had a completely amicable divorce. They already had an agreement and they had no assets and maybe even no kids. It was simply there as an app to help you automate the legal and financial logistics so that you could get divorced. And what it has now grown into on the legal side is that it still automates the vast majority of the legal and financial logistics. But the expectation now is that most people start the platform either with or without their spouse, mm-hmm. and that they likely do not have an agreement when they start their divorce, because how many people actually do?
Right.
And the plans are very flexible. So depending on what you need along the way, you can add in additional help. So generally speaking, about 6 to 10% of our customers end up, for example, speaking with a lawyer for 1 to 3 hours during their divorce to ensure, for example, that their settlement agreement has all the terms that protect them and that their T's are crossed or their I's are dotted. And then about another 19% of our customers use a mediator to broker a deal between them and their spouse if they're having trouble coming to an agreement on a particular issue. So for clarity speaking, Hello Divorce is a great option for anyone who doesn't have an emergency. Okay. If you have an emergency, like your spouse has cut you off from finances so that you are in crisis and can't meet your basic necessities, or you are cut off from your children, or there is domestic violence and you fear for your safety, Hello Divorce can be a great resource for checklists and for blogs and for some of our other resources, which I will get to in a minute, but we do not represent you. We can provide support and we can provide legal advice and some financial help, but we don't actually get to go with you to court. And so if you think that you might need that, we can certainly provide a reference to an awesome lawyer, but we won't be able to provide that to you directly.
Okay,
I just wanted to make that clear.
And I appreciate that because that is a question I've gotten a lot. Like, you know, is it even worth it if I'm worried about physical or emotional or financial abuse? You know, there are so many different divorces, it's such a big umbrella. It's such a spectrum. But what do you say, you know, I'm going to play devil's advocate for a second. Mm-hmm. The boomer parent of the divorcing person who says, I've never heard of such a thing. You need to have a lawyer and your ex needs to have a lawyer and you need to go hash this out in court. Because that's the advice that, you know, a lot of people are going to get from those who do not fully understand the way you're doing it. What do you say to that?
I want you to take a step back and ask, what is the goal for yourself or in this case for your child? Like if the goal is to get back at your child's spouse, is it, if it's, you know, I think that's the example you're giving, right? Like a boomer who's advising their child who's getting divorced. Is that right? Did I hear that right? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. If the goal is to take their child, to take their spouse for everything they have, and to get back at them, then absolutely that's the way to go. Now, they still won't be happy with the result because they will spend a ton of money and they will go in front of a judge whose job is not to punish the other spouse.
Right.
This is not a punitive system.
Right.
But if the goal is to set your child up for their best next chapter, to manage their emotions in the moment, the short-term money issues and set them up for a path of resiliency and peace of mind, then Hello Divorce is an incredible option because you have the support that you need. 88% of our customers finish their divorce and come back to us for additional support along the way. I have to say that as a lawyer, nobody ever came back to me and was like, hey, let's hang out. Like, I have some more issues I want to talk to you about.
Right.
That didn't happen. But people come back because we built that trust and they know if they need a lawyer, we've got one. And we're also thinking about, because we're not incentivized, we're flat fee based. So because we're not incentivized we don't get paid the longer and longer your divorce goes on, we're thinking about how you can include terms in your divorce agreement that will help to keep the conflict low post-divorce as well.
They're calling it the Bible for all divorcing moms. I can't believe it, but that's what they've said about my book, Moms Moving On, Real Life Advice on Conquering Divorce, Co-parenting Through Conflict, and Becoming Your Best Self. Moms Moving On is filled with practical, actionable, and empowering advice from someone who's been through it and come out on the other side, me. Through inspirational stories, rituals, journal prompts, and my guidance, you'll learn how to navigate your divorce with confidence, adjust to life as a single mom, shift your perspective to find your way back to your best self, and create the life you truly deserve. It's available in paperback, hardcover, audiobook, and Kindle. So go get my book. I promise you won't regret it. When you are creating your parenting plan, everything is so scary. I mean, you're about to share your kids with this person. You're making really big decisions. And I know for me personally, it was so hard to see outside of what was right now. And at the time, my daughter was 2 and in diapers. I didn't have the forethought or the foresight to see her life in the future. So I was so focused on the here and now, it would have been really helpful for somebody to be like, hey, listen, is this really going to work in elementary school or middle school or high school? Or what about when blah, blah, blah? And so is there someone doing that on your end to say, let's take a look outside of all of the fears and thoughts and worries right now and think long term?
Yes. And there's also something, right? There's also the software that and the checklists and the resources that are guiding you through. So An example would be, we are guiding you through the most specific parenting agreement you could ever imagine, and you will roll your eyes and wonder why. And you will probably want to opt out of it, especially if you have a generally friendly agreement or, you know, relationship with your spouse. But in our experience, because we don't have 20, 30 divorces a year, we now get to see thousands of people a year, mm-hmm. and we get to follow their journeys post-divorce, we find that a more specific agreement is great to have, so that you can always fall back on a default agreement if things get messy, if a new partner comes in and starts ramping up conflict. If your child goes through a difficult time and they're, pushing back on one or both of you. So that's one thing. Another thing we get to see is, what are the trends? What are a lot of people starting to agree on in light of all the work they're doing with our mediators on our platform? So we have lawyer mediators, we have divorce coach mediators, we have financial mediators. What types of agreements are people entering into, and how might that help your own personal agreement? Mm-hmm. We really try to have you think through not just what is required legally, not just what might be the best option legally, but also what might set you up for the best practical arrangement going forward.
I love it. I love it. It's become so comprehensive and all in. And so thousands of people you've worked with now. I know originally you were really just based in California at the time that you got started, because that's where you're from. And where are you guys available now?
Yeah. I mean, we have so much more to do. And that's what I can promise you, is we have such a mission-driven team. Most of our team is, most of our team has been divorced. They are so purpose-driven, and, we're launching in a new state every 2.5-3 weeks. That's how incredible. Fast everyone's moving. So we offer services in all 50 states. We also offer, let me talk about all 50 states first. We also offer a marital settlement agreement generator for $100 in all 50 states. So if you want to think through all the issues that might come up in your divorce ahead of time, as you are starting your divorce, or, in the midst of negotiation, or you're actually ready to get your agreement down on paper or do a first draft before you bring it to a lawyer, the marital settlement agreement generator is tailored for all 50 states. And then we also offer our new 3-step home split solution in all 50 states. And this is what I'm most excited about. I'll get to it in a minute.
I could see your face is lighting up.
Yeah. It's it's so awesome. I've been working on this for a while, and we didn't know if people would find it helpful, but we've had 7,200 people use it in the last few months. So it is definitely resonating. But before I get there, in terms of our full service divorce, so this is being able to choose between DIY all the way through mediated divorce, that is live in close to 60% of the country. So you can go to hellodivorce.com. You can schedule a free 15-minute call. If we aren't live in your state, don't worry. We likely have a ton of great resources for you, and we definitely have a great referral for you as well. So we're not going to leave you on your own. We will help you find where you need to land. So we aim to be in 80% of the country by the end of 2024.
That is crazy. You were in 10% of the country when I first got to know you. You are literally the fairy godmother of divorce. But more than that, you're driven on the divorce side of things, but I'm always looking big picture, and the way that you are helping children without even realizing you're helping children, or I'm sure you realize it, but without even the intention being directly to the children, by helping the parents do this in a way that keeps conflict low, you are ensuring the mental wellness, the emotional health of the child. Because for anyone who doesn't know, the longer the divorce battle goes on, the worse the effects on the kids. The longer the battle goes on, the less likely the two adults are going to be able to have any kind of amicability in their co-parenting relationship. So you are protecting children. You know, you said to me a few years ago, I'm giving kids a divorce experience they can be proud of and that they won't have to recover from one day. You're doing the exact same thing, Erin Levine, and I love it. I love it. I think it is so important because had anybody on my parents' legal team thought, hey, how might this affect this young girl who's being back and forth in the legal process for 10 years? It might have saved me a whole bunch of trauma and it created a whole different story for me. So you are doing some of the most important work for people, and I hope you know that.
Thank you. And I think, you know, the customers too that are using this process to divorce, not that there aren't hard moments, not that, as you always, you know, like, as we all say, like, not that there aren't moments where we're going to say or do something that catches us not at our best. We're modeling how to walk through the world. We're modeling how to, you know, handle trauma, happy and healthy relationships with ourselves and with others. How we divorce is so important, and how we set the stage for it really truly matters. And so it is important for the kids, for people's community, even for their workplace. Some of the best compliments that we've received have been from coworkers who have said, my manager or somebody like used Hello Divorce. And if anybody else from our team needs a divorce, we're going to send them to Hello Divorce because they felt so well supported. So
yeah,
those are the best compliments for us. But I have to tell you about Homesplit because it's awesome. And I don't think I've shared with it you.
No, I don't know anything about it yet. Probably should know.
Okay. So what was happening is that people were coming to us and saying that they were very interested in keeping their home post-divorce. And we had a few issues. One was, can they afford it? And not just can they afford it in the moment, but long-term, does it meet their financial goals? Mm-hmm. The other was, well, what are the options? And usually we think, okay, the options are we can sell and split the equity, or we can refinance and purchase our spouse's interest. That are like, those are like the two big options. Right. But refinancing is really tricky, especially for women, because number one is you have to have enough income to be able to get a loan that's big enough to buy your spouse out. You have to be able to qualify for that. You need to have enough credit to be able to do that. And number two, the interest rates, as we all know, are super high right now. So we created a three-step solution. There's no out-of-pocket expense, so anybody can go and check it out. And the first step is to do the calculator. You enter a little bit of information about your goals and your property. And with that, it will provide you an analysis about what the approximate equity is in your home, what the approximate share is, so how much you're, about how much you own, how, about how much your spouse owns, and then what options may be available to you given your circumstances. Mm-hmm. So there's actually a lot more out there. There are things like sale leasebacks. There are things like home equity investments. There are so many options out there that we have vetted because many of them are predatory and we had to get rid of those.
Right.
But we partnered with some of the best so that we could find the absolute best options, share that analysis with you so that you could either bring it back to your lawyer, your mediator, your spouse, or you could jump on a free call with our divorce real estate experts who have been in the industry for 20 plus years, who then will talk you through it and look at your specific set of circumstances to help you figure out what your best option is. and then ultimately introduce you to the right partner who we've negotiated deals with. So sometimes that means, you know, if you end up selling a 2% commission instead of 3%, or to your real estate agent, or if you end up doing a mortgage, getting a rebate at the end, so you have some cash in your pocket, all sorts of really exciting different options available to you. So it's a really exciting opportunity for people just to get educated on what their options are related to their house. And there's a great PDF that's free, that's over 20 pages, that really in depth explains what all these options are if you are starting at the very beginning.
This is incredible. I could see why you're so excited about it. And also so needed, because most people, when they come to me, they'll say, I'm not leaving my marital home. This is where my babies were born. You know, there's always this like strong emotional attachment to the house without thought put into what it's going to look like to take care of this house, both physically and financially on my own, or, you know, have this big space with a child who might be going to college in a few years. So I love that you provide this education, because I feel like it's so easy to get stuck in the emotional attachment and lose sight mm-hmm. of the realities of maintaining a home or having to, you know, purchase the home from your spouse or whatever that's going to look like. So what a great, great resource. Because I know for so many of my clients who have very young kids, it's the second most emotional piece for them. There's the kids mm-hmm. and then my house. This is where my babies came home to, or this might be where they were even born, you know, and it's a very, very emotional part. So, wow. Good for you for offering that. So many good things, Erin.
Yeah, it's awesome. I think we'll put it in the show notes if possible, but just hellodivorce.com/home, nice. Easy to find. And you can also look into whether or not you'd qualify to assume the mortgage as is. I mean, there are just what I want to get out here is that there are so many more options than you might think.
Yeah.
And if it's very possible that you might not, it might not be in your best interest, but if that's the case, you should know exactly why. And that's what we want to help with.
So cool. So you're almost everywhere. You're helping, I mean, almost everyone. There's an option mm-hmm. for just about anything under the umbrella of divorce on the Hello Divorce platform. Like, what's next for you? I'm so excited.
Well, last year was a big build year. We spent a lot of time building, heads down building. And so this year we're really focusing on just expanding to get into more of the country with the core legal product and awareness around Hello Divorce in general. Our heads were so down last year. This year, we really need to focus on getting the word out, on growing the real estate piece so people know it's available. And I think putting some more time into just like celebrating our accomplishments so far. It's been quite a journey, and we have such an amazing team. And yeah, it's just, we need some time to take a deep breath.
Soak it all in.
Yeah, soak it in. Exactly.
Well, I love to see it and I love to connect with you. And I'm so glad that I'm able to help get the word out about all things Hello Divorce. As you heard at the beginning of this episode, there's a way that you can connect and get more information. HelloDivorce.com is where it's at. Of course, if you have more questions for me personally or want to connect with Erin, we will give you the information in our show notes on how to do both of those things. Erin, thank you so much for being here. I just have to ask, if there's one piece of advice you can give to a divorcing individual, what would it be?
One piece. If there's one piece of advice, I would say start with whatever is keeping you up at night. Don't let that eat away at you.
Yes. That's a good one. Yep. Yep. Because what you resist persists. Amen. All right, Moms Moving On family. We will see you next time. Erin, thank you so much for being here. Don't forget to check out Hello Divorce. We love you. Bye.
Thank you.
So you want to be a divorce coach, but the term divorce coach is a broad one because there is just so much you can cover in the world of moving on. Maybe you find yourself gravitating towards clients with high conflict co-parents, or perhaps you have a knack for helping women pull themselves out of bed when they feel overwhelmed with single mom responsibilities. No matter your ideal client, the one thread that will unite them all is that they're moms, and moms need a different level of support when it comes to divorce coaching. With my Moving On method, you'll not only learn how to best support a client through their divorce, you'll also learn how to help support them as they transition into their new role as co-parents and managing a coaching business. I'm Michelle Dempsey-Moltak, certified divorce and co-parenting specialist, and I founded the Moving On method after years of working with clients from all over the world and seeing them all struggle with the same issues. In this training, you'll learn my five principles for helping a client with their moving on process, along with how to make your practice successful. Visit momsmovingon.com today to apply for my program. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Moms Moving On. I hope you found today's episode to be helpful, inspiring, and give you the advice you need to feel empowered and strong as you move on. Don't forget to come say hi on Instagram at @TheMichelleDempsey and drop us a line if there's a specific topic or subject you'd like us to discuss. Thanks. Stay strong.